pasuk really in Sefer Shoftim. We discussed, from what I remember the last time, we discussed the idea that Klal Yisrael, there's an inyan of knowing where you're holding. Right? When a tkufa ends, there's an inyan to know where you're holding. The only way you can actually grow is if you know where you're holding. Ezu chocham. Right? Makaris makoimai. As a hamshocha, we'll talk a little bit now about Klal Yisrael's question. We spoke about the Urim V'Tumim. Until now, they didn't need the Urim V'Tumim. What was Klal Yisrael's first question? The question was, Vayishalu b'nei Yisrael b'Hashem. What did they ask? They asked, Mi yalelonu? Mi yalelonu laknani b'tchila lilochem b'ay? So it's interesting. This was Klal Yisrael's question. Even though really, the whole idea, the whole premise of this question, as we'll see in the Rishonim, was as long as Yeshua ben Nun was around, he was the singular force in Klal Yisrael. And all the Mulchamas were governed by him. But once Yeshua was out of the picture, which we discussed the beginning of the Sefer, now it's a different Malach. And amongst the different Mahalachas, each Shevet has to worry about themselves. Yehuda has to conquer whatever he has to conquer, and Shimon has to conquer what they have to conquer. So it really wasn't so much a Klal Yisrael question. It was an individual question for each Shevet, but that's not the way the Pasuk reads. Mi yalelonu b'tchila. Klal Yisrael coming, who, as a union, asking who should go up first. B'chlal, who says that there has to be a first and a last? If each Shevet is anyway going to tend for themselves, so why they can all go out at the same time? What do you need a tchila? Mi yalelonu tchila? What's the question? So if we look in the Ralbag, he says as follows. These are the words he says, and it's mamisha yisayid godel. He says, Ki acharei mois Yeshua, hu tzrichu lishol mi yale betchile. Why? So in these words, he's asking everything I'm asking you. Why is it Klal Yisrael's question? Why does one shevet has to go first? What? What's the issue? So he says, Ki milchoma rishayna hu sheirish godol sh'ar kol hamilchomois. The first war is not just a war. It sets a standard. It sets the thing in motion. And he says, Shem Yinatzchu Yisrael, it's going to make a whole roshim. Chas v'sholem, if it will be the other way around, it will be very bad. Kleyoko comes here, the same thing. Mi yalonu alaknani b'tchila ki aliyazu imeyosei protis. Kleyakor is more specific. Even though this l'chayr is an individual question, each shevet, he says, hatoyeles ukloli. Says the Kleyakor, the reason why Klal Yisrael came as a union and said who should go first is they realized that this first war is going to have an impact. And he calls it Hatoyeles aliyoso yeyese protis, hatoyeles ukloli. Lonu bishvil kulonu yachad. As I said. Now let's go to the Alshech. Again, these are all saying one point. I just want you to see how there seems to be a one mahalach that all of the G'dayli Parshonim are taking. The Alshech HaKadosh on the Pasuk says, as follows. Hashem Omar kol mokom ashtidrach kaf regel Yeshua yichpo yishlofonov v'hu yanchel es Yisrael. Again, as long as Yeshua ben Nun was around, no questions asked. Vayihi b'shochvoy, but now that Yeshua ben Nun died, Omu Yisrael ein ish itonu. We have nobody with us shebizchuso yichabesh haklal v'aprat. We don't have another Yeshua ben Nun. Now we need to be individual shvatim, each shevet to work on its own. He said, "Ki im shakol shevet v'shevet yichboish es yosh v'chevel nachlosei anisur mekomisim." Because what basically happened, just so you understand from a strategic point of view, Yeshua did a lot of conquering. We spoke about it in Sefer Yeshua. But in each nachala, there still was remnants of goyim. If you look today, Lahavdil in Ukraine, you can get such an idea and you'll see there's kibush legamre, and then there's kibush where you have remnants. So each shevet had remnants that had to be conquered. And that's what the Alshe HaKodesh is saying. Hanoisorim b'mkom yisayim. Now here's what he says in Loshim. Vayiru ma'oid, they were very afraid, pen yaschil b'chelek shevet bilti matzliach. We got to get this right at the beginning. That's what the Alshe HaKodesh says. Mamish like the Kleyokor and the Ralbag. He says, because if they're not going to be matzliach at the beginning, im alochem tchili atzliach, then the whole Klai Yisrael will be matzliach. Zehu shomer mi alalonu. Kiloyma ki gam shahalochem tchila alchevel nachlosei hu loichem, im kol ze yis yaches leloichem ba'ad hakoel. So the Alshe HaKodesh is mamish saying like the Klei Yoko, that this conquering is going to impact everybody. Impact everybody. So that's the message. Now, what's behind the message? Every word in Navi, like you know, I always tell you, is L'shor U'l'doris. Because Klai Yisrael had many, many Nevi'im. Chazal tells Kiflayim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. We had many Nevi'im. But, so which Nevi'im got recorded? Nevu'ah Shehutzrecha L'shor U'l'doris. So everything we have in the Nevi'im is something for us to learn. What's the message here? What all the Mefarashim are telling us, what's the message? The message clearly is the importance of Haschola, how important Haschola is. And I'll share with you an idea I recently saw from Reb David Pavarsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Reb David Pavarsky, they have a sefer from Reb David called Musa Vadas. These are shmuzen. He wasn't a mashgiach, he was a Rosh Hashiva in Ponovich. He gave shmuzen at the beginning of the Zman, and they recorded the shmuzen. So here in Lamed Zayin, he has a shmuz called Hascholas Hazman. That's the title of the shmuz. And he asks a very interesting question. He says, why is there a rule called Hascholas Koshes? Why is there such a rule? Why do we have such a rule for? Kol Hascholos Koshes. Wouldn't it be more gishmak if Hascholos were easy? It almost sounds like from Chazal, it's a mechilta, by the way. This is not Stam, it's a mechilta. Kol Hascholos Koshes. Why? Well, what's the point of Kol Hascholos Koshes? That's from David Pavarsky's question. I understand that if things are hard at the beginning, so you gotta go for it, you know? Don't give up. If it would say, afilu kisha hascholos koshos, al yisyayish, we would understand. Right? Because a lot of people give up at the beginning. There's a whole army of people that give up at the beginning. Right? Those people are not matzliach. People that are afraid of beginnings, and it gets hard, there's always challenges at the beginning of anything, they give up. They give up. So that we would understand. If Chazal would give us advice, that even if something is hard at the beginning, we should still proceed. That would make sense. That makes sense. Oh, but Frek Reb David says, I don't understand. Frek Reb David, Chazal Amashma, Kol Aschol is Koshes, that's the way it's supposed to be. Chazal don't say, Yesh Aschol is Koshes. Chazal say, Kol Aschol is Koshes. That's Reb David Pavarsky Zatzal's question. Why is that the way it is? That's his question. So, I'll tell you what he says, and I think that thus licked in all the Rishonim that we're discussing now that say that the one that was going to conquer the first Shevet was going to set the standard. Elzok Tazeh, he says, Hascholo, a very powerful message. Hascholo tzricho liyos, the Hascholo has to be, ba'oifon, listen to these words, shemiyad b'tchiloso, right when you start, kfar otsur v'tomun kol hagmal. You already invested in the beginning the potential for all that's going to evolve. You want to have a successful ending? Make sure you invest in the beginning. And then he goes on to say, Ad, this is very strong. Shemamish kvar lo yechoser shum dvorim klal chutz mehaytzor el apoyel. Says Rav David Pavarsky, you have to invest so much in the beginning that it's so strong that at the end it just has to materialize. It just has to materialize. You have to wind it up so well that then all you got to do is launch it and then segate. Segate. So according to him, that's how he understands why the Mechilta says, Kol Ascholos Koshes. It's telling you the Chatchile. If the Aschol is easy, it's no good. Make it hard. Make the Aschol hard. Kol Aschol is cautious, is telling you, make it hard. Invest. There's no such thing as an easy Aschol. Can you start without much effort? Yes. But Chazal are advising you. Chazal not giving you they're giving you an Eitzah Tov Kamashma. According to him, Kol Aschol is cautious is not telling you a fact. Because that was his kasha. Nechtesa. Can't have an easy beginning. Teretz and Chazal are giving you advice. You want to have a good end? Invest. The more you invest, everything else is memela going to evolve from how you invested in the beginning. You invested, you're going to see Paris. You invested properly, you're going to see Paris. That's what Chazal are teaching us. That's his yisoid. I want to tell you a shmooze that Rav Shloima Hyman Zatzal gave. Rav Shloima Hyman was talking about the famous Yerushalmi, it's found in Tosfos in Chagiga and other places, that Acher, the famous, infamous Acher, right? What a complicated person. The Rebbe from Reb Meir, you know what it is to be the Rebbe of Reb Meir? He's Reb Meir's Rebbe. He was Agoyen Agoyenim. He was able to talk with Reb Meir and learning on Shabbos while he was on a horse. Reb Meir was walking. And Acher is talking to Reb Meir and learning. And to talk to Reb Meir and learning is not like you're saying it's a gematria that you read in the Yated. They're talking and learning. And all of a sudden Acher stops him. He says, Atzor. Acher tells Reb Meir, stop. Stop where you are. He said, why? He said, this is the Tchum Shabbos. Can't go past this. How do you know it was the Tchum Shabbos? Because as he's talking to Reb Meir and learning, he's calculating the horse, steps of the horse, and then calculating that into Amos. And he made a cheshbon, here's the Tchum Shabbos. El Tagoyen. Tos Agoyen. That's Acher. And he was Yotzal the time as well. Nebuch. Shailon Chazal, if he did Shuvah at the end, Doimish Amitech Shuvah Meis Rebbe. But he didn't have a good ending. Which is a pella. How could a man like that not have a good ending? So Acher says his own story. Acher's name is Elisha ben Avuya. Avuya was from the Chashuvei Yerushalayim. When Acher was born, they made a beautiful bris. Chachmei Yisrael came to the bris. They spoke in learning by the bris. They spoke in learning. Yod Ha'esh min Hashemayim. Fire came down from Shemayim. And Avu got scared. There's a fire by the bris. Get the exterminators. Get the fire extinguishers. Got scared. And he told the Chachamim, Doimish, Bosom, Lisrov, is basically, they told him, no, this is a fire of Torah. Avuya was so impressed. He said, Imkach koicha shel Torah. I'm being menad of my son for Torah. That's the koyach haTorah. I want my son to be muktish for Torah. Sounds beautiful. It can make it to art scroll, no? That's such a great story. You'd think the end would be, and taka kachav, he brought down fires. What's pshat? Zokt acher, comes acher, and he says, umitoich shaloi hoiso kavanoso ilashem shemayim, loin is kaim would be. You hear? Because his kavana wasn't wholesome. Wasn't miskayim in me. That's why it went wrong. So obviously, halavai, all of us should have such shalai lishmas. Right? Halavai. Okay. But that already we're not here to explain. Madrega, Vavuya, for his Madrega, whatever. But we all know a chazal, that's Rav Shlomo Hyman's kasha. We all know a chazal, loyalim yasakot, the material mitzvah shalai lishma, shemitach shalai lishma, bo lishma. Right? You do mitzvahs even shalai lishma. The end will be, you'll come lishma. So how could Acher say, Mitoich, Shaloi Oisuk Avanos Lashem Shemaim, Lin Iskaimabi. How can he say that? That is the Kasha, Rav Shlomo Hyman asked. Rav Shlomo Hyman Zatzal said, it's true. Mitoich Shaloi Lashma, Bo Lashma. That's true. But the Bris is the Yesoid of the person, it's the foundation. Foundation can't just be stone. Foundation has to be rock solid. Most of the houses in Muncie are sitting on, I used to say 2x4s, now the code requires 2x6. 2x6 is a sukkah. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, everything, came out everything is stone. So I was once on a bus driver, and we were the only ones on the bus. He started talking to me, man, where are you from? He knew Muncie. I said, I'm from Muncie. He says, ah, shama kol abatim es sukkot. The whole Muncie is sukkahs. Because he looked at all the houses here. It's all like wood and it's nothing. So I told him, Hakol Sukkot, Kol HaOilam HaZez is Sukkot. Right? The whole world is Sukkot. But Lamaisa, even a Muncie house that's sitting on a 2x6, right? That the whole structure is 2x6s. There's a foundation. If foundation was made from 2x6s, the house would be finished. Those Dr. Shlomo Hyman. That Avuya, when he, by the bris of his son, he had impurity there, that affected the building. That weakened the structure. And Acher wasn't Ki'ilu saying it had to happen to him. Chas v'shalom. He's just saying that was another weakness in the structure of Acher, that was a weakness. That his father wasn't. That's the Aschole. The Rishonim talk about this in Parshas Vayishlach, that when Yaakov Avinu comes to Beiskel to rededicate the Matzeva that he put there when he left, what does it say? Hosiru lehei aneichar, give me all the Avodah Zarah. So the Rishonim ask, what's going on here? All of a sudden he's getting rid of Avodah Zarah. It's okay to have Avodah Zarah until he comes to Beiskel. All of a sudden Yaakov says, let's get rid of Avodah Zarah. The Rishonim say, this wasn't real Avodah Zarah. This was what they got from Shechem, and they already mevatel it. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. So what was the problem? You're coming to dedicate Beis Kel. Has to be Al Taras HaKodesh. Has to be on a higher level. Efshech Hanukkah, we'll talk more about this, why they had to use pure oil, even though Tumah D'Chuya B'Tzibah, like the Pnei Yeshua asks. Right? Meiri. So that's the idea. The beginning, as Reb David Pavarsky is saying, is the beginning is creates what's going to be the history. Later, when the history happens, you could look back to the beginning and say that's what it was. That's Kol HaSchol's Kosher. Kol HaSchol's Kosher means make sure it's kosher. Don't daven for an easy beginning. Make sure you invest. Put in, because then once you got that investment, then it's going to evolve. Then it's going to go, I tell Chosin Kalas, I give the same shmooze to every Chosin. I tell them every Chosin something different. But there's one thing I tell every Chosin. I tell them, don't start your marriage with kulis. And in your mind, you're going to say, okay, listen, mitzvah Hashem, then we'll take on this, it's sneers. Then we'll take on Chol of Yisrael. And then we'll take on, I said, baloney. Now do it right. Put in the foundation. Still you'll need chizik. But this is, Whatever your life's dreams are, put it into the foundation. Don't wait for later. Because this is the foundation. This is the ascholar. This is what you're putting. That's the message. It's ironic that Rav David Pavarsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, has a very chashuv son, who I know, Reb Beryl, Zol HaGezun Zayin, not a young man, he's already in the 90s. He's the Ponovich, he's the current Rosh Hashiva of Ponovich. When he was a mamish, a little boy, a tiny little boy, his father decided to take him. I'm just telling you how this matches what Reb David said. His father, Reb David, was a Talmud of Reb Elchanan Wasserman. He decided one week he's taking his little begale, his little kid, he's taking him to Reb Elchanan's Shabbos. Reb Elchanan used to speak after Shalosh Shudas, till Ma'ariv. He's taking him. And Reb Beryl said, I went with my father, I was a little kid. Reb Elchanan's God Lador. He said, I didn't know what Reb Elchanan was talking about, I was a little kid. I sat there, I listened to him. I didn't. Reb Elchanan looked at me. My father said, this is my Berela. He says, when Reb Elchanan came to make Havdalah, he went crazy looking for me. Where's David's Berela? Where's Berel? Where's Berel? Where's Berel? Right? They didn't know what he wants. They found him. Reb Elchanan takes the Havdalah candle and he says, you Berel, you hold it. You hold the Havdalah candle. Kachav, he held the Havdalah candle. Reb Beryl says that his father, Reb David Zatzal, asked Reb Elchanan at some time later, I don't know, at the time, sometime later, what Marash, what was he looking? He's looking for Beryl. What was the problem? What's he looking for? And he says that Reb Elchanan told him a scary thing. Reb Elchanan told him, I have a chiv to be marbet's Torah, to be marbet kovet shemayim, to anybody that's in front of me, that Hashem sends me. You brought your little barrel. He couldn't get from the shir that I gave. He wasn't the age yet. Couldn't do it. Obich kendinish lozen ahim gain. I can't let you go home without me giving a hashpo on him. Let him hold a havdalah candle. Let him walk away with something. I'm not having somebody came to me Ayid, Fashpoa, and I gave nothing to that person. And Reb Beryl said, that made him who he is. That gave him the holding the Havdalah candle, the Hashkofe of Reb Elchanan, that made him who he is. Which is this mamish, he said, that was the Haschol of Reb Beryl. The Haschol of Reb Beryl fits the words of his father. Now we understand Pshat in the Novi. Mi yalu lanu tchila. Klai so realized. We're starting a new tkufa. This war is going to shape 50 years from now, 100 years from now. It's going to be shaped from what we do right now. And that's something we have to realize, that in Ruchnius, it's much more than Gashmius. Gashmius is that way also. Foundations are important. But in Ruchnius, the beginning is mamish, has such a unbalanced value, you can't even imagine. You think, yeah, okay, it's not like that. The same effort that you do at the beginning when you establish something, the results are 20 times more than if you went and did that same effort down the road. That's how you have to look at it. That's how you have to look at every day. That's why I see Talmidim, when they come for davening, the way they start their day, the day's a different day. If the menal has to go and pull you in here at 5 to 8, and you're schwitzing around, it's not just you missed 10 minutes of Pesukei Dezimra. You missed Haschole. Your day would be totally different. And that's the way it is. Chohena v'chohena. Okay.